Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going straight into the strategic roadmap of a really critical regional institution.
We are. We're looking at the Western Cape Provincial Parliament, the WCPT.
And specifically, their revised strategic plan for the next few years. So our mission today is really to unpack how this parliament plans to fulfill its duties while pushing for this major modernization.
And trying to recover from a huge economic shock at the same time.
Exactly.
And what's clear from page one is just how high they're aiming. The WCPP wants to be a leading regional parliament in Africa.
That's a big ambition.
It is. The whole strategy is about being innovative, forward-looking, and, well, fundamentally, putting people at the very center of everything they do.
Right. But that ambition has to be built on its actual legal foundation. So what are those, you know, non-negotiable constitutional mandates they have to deliver on?
It really boils down to three pillars. First, lawmaking. That's the core function.
Of course.
Second is oversight. So holding the provincial executive and departments accountable.
The checks and balances.
Exactly. And third, and this may be the trickiest one, is facilitating genuine public involvement in everything.
And it's worth reminding everyone listening that the Western Cape is, well, it's unique in South Africa.
It is.
It's the only province with its own constitution from back in 1997. And that document specifically defines its legislature as the provincial parliament with 42 members.
And that unique identity really frames this entire modernization effort. But that effort got, let's say it got violently accelerated by the pandemic.
Right.
COVID-19 hit the budget immediately, forcing them to rethink everything. It wasn't just, you know, a small bump in the road. This was a major financial wall.
But that crisis also created the big aha moment, didn't it? The digital pivot.
Absolutely. They report that they shifted to work from home almost overnight and established what they call a virtual parliament.
The claim that business continued uninterrupted might be a little aspirational.
It might be. But what's undeniable is that it proved they could keep the lights on, legislatively speaking, with minimal resources just by using technology.
And that tech is now just part of how they operate day to day.
It directly informs their five-year goals. So if we look at lawmaking and oversight, for instance, they talk about moving to a paperless environment. Now, that sounds a bit dry, but the impact is huge.
So it's not just about saving trees.
No, not at all. A paperless system means faster decisions, much better public access to archives, and it cuts down on the administrative drag. It just speeds the whole process up.
But that speed doesn't mean much if the public isn't involved, which brings us back to that third pillar. How are they planning to improve that?
They're focusing on making it meaningful. That's the key word they use.
So moving away from just, you know, ticking a box.
Exactly. They're establishing a new targeted stakeholder database. So instead of a blanket notification, they can proactively engage the right communities and experts on specific legislation.
Okay. And then on the internal side, they're pushing all this innovation. We see some jargon here like full business system integration and optimizing the ERP system. What does that actually mean for, say, a staffer or an MP on a day-to-day basis?
It means the entire engine of the place just runs better. An ERP system handles everything. Finance, HR, knowledge management.
So better support for the members.
Yes. If it's optimized, staff can get research resources and admin support to members much faster, which directly impacts the quality of lawmaking.
But all this digital ambition hits a very concrete wall, doesn't it? The budget.
It does.
There is this one big priority, conducive facilities. The plan to get a new building to solve problems with, like limited office space.
And that is now officially on hold.
Just pause completely.
A direct result of the financial impact of the pandemic. It's a very clear sign that, you know, technology can replace paper, but it can't always replace physical infrastructure.
So the whole revised strategy is really a compromise.
It's a compromise, yes. It's about prioritizing digital agility when your funding and your physical space are constrained. So ultimately, the goals are all oriented towards better support, more meaningful stakeholder relations, and, well, just better governance.
So that leaves us with a final thought, and it's a really important one for you to consider. The WCPP clearly proved it could use technology for legislative efficiency when it had to.
Mm-hmm.
The question now is, how will they ensure all these digital advances actually deepen meaningful public involvement rather than just making life more efficient for the politicians they serve? That balance seems to be the real challenge of their new normal.